Anti-Semitic hate crimes have been on the rise, according to the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. Following the Bondi Beach shooting in Australia, we decided to look at how anti-Semitic hate crimes and incidents are manifesting in our communities. WUWM Eric Von Fellow Maria Peralta Ariano spoke with Rebecca Weiniger, Senior Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League Midwest, to learn more.
So I first wanted to start with, what kinds of hate crimes are we seeing? What are tend to be the most common?
What we track at ADL, we are sort of the leading organization that tracks hate, and particularly three categories: vandalism, assault, and harassment. We track incidences and hate crimes. So there will be times, for instance, when there's an incident of hate that doesn't rise to the legal level of hate crimes. But what I can tell you is that both hate incidences and hate crimes are up. If you look at the city of Chicago, for instance, hate crimes, which is the higher standard, right, are up 58%. Hate crimes against Jews are up 58% year over year. The statistics are from both ADL and from the Chicago Commission on Human Relations. And so predominantly what we're seeing are those three categories of harassment, vandalism, and assault. But I want to be super clear that about what is and what is not anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish hate. So for the purposes of the incidents that we catalog, if there is a permitted protest, right, in a public space that are screaming anti-Jewish tropes or anti-Jewish things, right, slogans, but are not directly threatening to a specific person or institution, we do not count that as an incident.
Thank you for that clarification about what we are counting and what we aren't. When we are looking at different data about the different forms of hate crime or hate incidences that are happening, what spaces are these most prevalent at?
I think the question is super important because it tells us about trends, but it also tells us about how emboldened people who practice this hate are becoming. So when you're talking about hate that's online, you're talking about a certain level of anonymity, right? And we used to differentiate between online and in real life. But what we're seeing is that that dichotomy has completely broken down, and that language, rhetoric, and actual hate that's practiced online, for instance, on through LLMs or even through video games, where you can choose to shoot people and target people. What we're seeing is that that behavior and that rhetoric is translating from online directly offline. So online is a humongous engine, a very powerful and relentless engine of the practice of hate offline. So those are really concerning data because they're really hard to regulate. The second is that what we're seeing where this offline hate is happening, we see a rise both in the defacing of public property or mostly in Jewish institutions. So the specific targeting of places where the practitioners of this hate know that Jews will be. So as opposed to just putting a swastika on a random park bench, which is in and of itself incredibly harmful, right? Because it is likely that someone will walk by who will feel very threatened by that. This is really intentional, hyper-intentional focus on Jewish institutions.
That was WUWM Eric Von Fellow Maria Peralta Ariano with Rebecca Weiniger, Senior Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League Midwest.